Hello, everyone. I am Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network, and welcome to our podcast series on how to market your healthcare practice. And we work with OBGYNs, orthopedic surgeons, oncologists, family practice, and pediatricians to really help them thrive with their digital marketing strategy. And today, I wanted to talk about how to really be able to use social media and different types of digital marketing to help increase your presence online and really connect with your audience. And this is a question that we get, you know, asked a lot with private practices and, you know, how do you really bring that personal life and business life together, because your patients want to know, you know, who you are as a doctor, as a office manager, as a marketing director. And I think it's important for any type of business, whether you're a chiropractor or an OBGYN, to really show the personality of that specific office, because that's how people are going to relate with you. Whether you're telling stories about your patients, if you're a pediatric, maybe one of your pediatrician, maybe one of your patients has done something amazing and you want to highlight that, of course, getting permission from the family to do so, that could be a great story for social media. And so the first digital platform I want to dive into today is Instagram. Instagram is the fastest growing social media platform out there. And it, you know, people think that, oh, it's just teenagers, but it's really not. It is the parents. It's 35 to 65 is the average age range for Instagram. And the one thing I love about Instagram, it's very visual. So videos do great on there. Your, you know, just images, quick, you know, positive quotes, reposting. So if there are, maybe you have a local rec center, or maybe a dentist that refers to you or whatever that those referral partners are, reposting their posts is a great way to increase your traffic, to your website through Instagram, and also being able to give them value. So there's a tool that we use called Linktree. And in that, you are able to have multiple links within your LinkedIn profile, and also doing hashtag research. So hashtags are really, really big with Instagram. And the reason why is because that's how people get their source of information. So because you are, you know, a pediatric office in, let's say, Palm Harbor, Florida, you may want to use the hashtag pediatrician Palm Harbor, pediatrician Florida, pediatrician Pinellas County, and look at more of those local niche hashtags rather than just pediatrician, because your patients are local. Now, if you are a if you're building a brand, like an let's say you have online products or you have a blog post that really people all over the world can gain information from, then you don't need to think so niche with your hashtags. But doing some research with Instagram and using the hashtags, you can put, we always like to have obviously your content. We do use like the three dots just to break up your content from your hashtags. And then we use between, like, I would say 5 and 10 hashtags within the content. And then you could go back to your first comment and put in up to 30 hashtags. And again, this is just to make sure that the people that are following those hashtags see your post. So your followers are going to see them, and the people that are interested in that hashtag are going to see them. So that's really important for Instagram marketing. Also taking advantage of Instagram stories. I love when the end of the year comes and everyone's looking at like what the next trends are going to be for the following year. And every single resource for trends for 2019, they all mentioned Instagram stories. And Instagram stories are, they only stay up for 24 hours, but this is really where you're able to, maybe it's exclusive content for, you know, your VIP patients or customers. This can be breaking news. This can be the behind the scenes. Like, your Instagram stories can really be the personality of, you know, your practice. It can be as simple as, hey guys, happy Monday. We're here today. It's take your kid to work day, or it's ride your bike to work day. And you're just doing a quick video showcasing that. You're talking about it. You're creating images for it. So Instagram stories are a great way. And the one thing with Instagram stories, to take it a step further, and let me see if I can pull this up real quick, you can then what they call highlight the stories. And this is when you go to a profile and you'll see there are three or there's, you know, circle images or icons above their newsfeed. And that is where they've highlighted stories. So if you can be, if you're a pediatrician, you can have a highlighted board called summer activities. You can have healthy eating. You can have family fun. You can have, you know, maybe you are a big, you want to educate people around vaccines. So you have a story series around vaccines. And all of those stories that you do go into that vaccines board. So there's a lot of creative ways that you can use Instagram to grow your practice. And that's all organic. That's not paying for any ads on Instagram. The second digital platform I want to talk about is videos, YouTube. Videos work wonders with your digital marketing strategy because it's so much easier for people to click on a video, listen to it, rather than reading, you know, a really long blog post. They want to know what's in it for them. How do they, you know, how do they sign up or how do, what do they need to do? It's kind of like the recipes on Pinterest. They're always super, super long, but most of the time you just scroll down to, you know, the quick recipe, like the instructions. Videos are the same way. It gives them that added benefit in that moment. So videos can be everything from live videos on Instagram or Facebook. Most of the videos that we do are all pre-recorded and planned out. So we know, like for instance, this podcast. I will also be using this podcast as a video for YouTube talking about creating your content strategy. So each week or each month, we know what videos that we need to record and when we want to put them out and what purpose they serve. So videos can be behind the scenes of maybe you're adding a new addition onto your practice and you want to show people the steps of doing it or the process. You can do quick little videos of that. You can do 15-second videos, which is what Instagram Stories is, up to a minute videos, which is what how long an Instagram feed post video can be, up to 10 minutes, up to 30 minutes. So once you reach over that 30-minute mark, the attention span kind of falls off. So if you're doing a 30-minute video, make sure you're filling it with content. And when you do a video, you know, if it's less 10 minutes or less, upload it to Instagram TV, okay? If you are doing it, you know, so you want to take your video, you want to upload it to YouTube, you want to keyword that. So make sure that your description, your title, there's a really cool tool out there called TubeBuddy, T-U-B-E, Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y. And this is a great tool because this allows you to, this helps you keep your videos SEO friendly. So this gives you ideas on how to, what tags to put in there. Make sure you have a, like an end card or an info card. So it says like, oh, learn more here. And they can click here. They can go from that video to your website. So TubeBuddy is a great tool to add more value to your YouTube videos. Once they're on YouTube, you can then also take that video and upload it into Facebook, into Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever platforms of social media you're using. But you can also take those videos and use them in your blog posts. So videos are just a great way to really connect with your audience. And I always like to see, you know, who am I going to see when I go to my doctor's office? And who's that front desk person? Who's the office manager? What are the nurses like? What are the doctors like? What are they into? And that helps me establish that relationship before I even go in there. Especially if you have people, if you're in an area, you know, people move to. So I'm in Florida. So we have a lot of people always moving here. And one of the questions that I see a lot on one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of is, you know, do you know a pediatrician? Do you, you know, recommend a family practice? And these are things I research because I want to know who's local in my area. Who do I connect with? Who do I trust to bring my family to? So this is a great, videos are just an amazing way to deepen that relationship. The third thing is Facebook groups. Facebook groups have skyrocketed with the Facebook digital marketing strategy. So you have your personal profile, you have your business page, and then the groups can be two things. You can start a Facebook group. So maybe this is, again, if you're a pediatrician, you may want to have like healthy family fun in a certain city. So maybe it's, you know, healthy family fun in Denver, Colorado. And then in this group, you post, you give them value. So maybe it's local events, maybe it's recipes, things that your audience, your current patients want to know about. So groups are a lot to manage. And again, that it's that consistency is key with the Facebook group. As you're starting to grow it, you know, put it in your email signature, ask your current patients if they want to be a part of that Facebook group, let them know what the value is, what kind of information that you're going to be posting in there. And this is a great way to really be able to grow that connection with your current patients, and then allow them to invite their friends to the group as well. This group is not about selling your services, although it's great to be able to do videos and put those educational videos, put them into the group, your blog posts, put those into the group. So it's a great way to allow your community to show them you're the expert in your industry, in your field. So Facebook groups, you know, to manage them, but also to look to see what Facebook groups are around in your area. So again, for instance, for Florida, where I'm at, we have Palm Harbor Happenings, Danita Happenings, Oldsmar Happenings, and all of these Facebook groups, Palm Harbor Happenings, I think is up to like 20,000 members, and they have certain days that you can post about your business. So on Mondays, you know, for instance, let's say you have this Facebook group allows you to put up a post around your business. So if you are accepting new patients, or you have a, you know, you're wanting to promote, like now it's going to be back to school come, you know, the end of July, beginning of August, you want to start promoting those back to school physicals, maybe different vaccines that are needed for different age groups. So Facebook groups are a great way to get in front of your audience, and not just your audience, but your target audience for free. And a lot of these groups also have like sponsorship opportunities where you can advertise, you know, your clinic on their header or in a post. So it's a good way to get out there to your community. So do some research on looking at, is it worth for us to start a Facebook group and really give just that extra value to our patients and our new patients coming on? Or should we start with, or both, start with researching some Facebook groups that are, you know, related back to your core values and your industry and your community, and start posting in there and answering questions? Moms groups are also a great way for OBGYNs, the pediatricians, because moms always have questions. And again, I know that we have a really large moms group down here, and there are, once you can get an OBGYN or a pediatrician that says, hey, I am a pediatrician, I work at blah, 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 this is my take on this, this is what I think you should do, that just, that builds your credit so much, and that trust. And again, you know, this digital marketing world, it's all about know, like, and trust, and being in front of those people, and that you really care about your community. So Facebook groups are a great way to really, again, strengthen those relationships and get to know your audience. The fourth thing I wanted to talk about today is email marketing. So some people think that email marketing is dead and it doesn't work and we're all bombarded with emails, but realistically, we're all bombarded with all sorts of things coming into us all the time. And email marketing is still one piece that is continue to improve and prove that it works. Because if you are giving value through Instagram videos and your Facebook groups, and you are then leading them back to maybe a free download, maybe it is a vaccine handout. Or maybe if it's up, if you're an OBGYN and you do a lot of, you know, new moms or moms that are getting ready to have a baby, maybe it's a newborn checklist. And this is what your audience is looking for. So through email marketing, you can have a content upgrade, which is a free offer. They put in their name and email, and they get this free download. And in return, you get that name and that email address. So let's say you do this new mom checklist or newborn checklist, and you get 1,000 people to sign up for that free download. You just increased your potential patients of 1,000 people. And so if you continue to give them value and email them around baby tips, maybe you track if you have a newborn checklist, and then you have, maybe it's a 0 to 3 months and 3 to 6 months and 6 and 9 months. So you're helping them the entire first year of their baby's life through checklist, resources, videos, whatever it may be. Can you imagine that relationship that you have built with that new mom, that comfort you have given them, and the trust in you as a doctor and as a practice? That mom feels like, oh my gosh, they are there for me. I want to see the next email. I want to know they believe in the same things that I do. They're giving me new value or new resources. I didn't know this. This was my first child. Now what? I knew what to expect, or whatever the case may be. So email marketing is a great way to stay in front of your audience. When you're using social media, you have to remember that there's always that algorithm. So you may be getting in front of them organically one day and maybe not the next day. With email marketing, it's going to their inbox. This is something that they want it, that they want to know more information around. So email marketing is such a key component to your digital marketing. This is a great way when you have news that you want to share, if you are, you know, having different events at your office, or you are a part of a health expo that you are either sponsoring or you're going to be at, if you have specials going on, like again, kind of that back to school checkup or National Women's Checkup Day. Using email to get in front of your audience is a great way. So emails are the most important thing. You should have your emails. You should have email addresses for every single current patient and every new patient coming in. And being able to use a platform like MailChimp. MailChimp is free up to 2,000 contacts. And then after that, it's super affordable. I think it's between $30 and $50 per month. But the other thing that I love about MailChimp is that's where you can also create your sign-up forms and landing pages for your free offers as well. So use MailChimp, get your emails, and start putting together your email marketing strategy. The last thing I want to talk about today on this podcast is blogging. Blogging it takes time. And some people, I'm not a writer, I don't have time for that. But you have to think of, what is your audience searching for? What are they coming to see you for? And how can this blog help them? And what we always do is we tie in those videos in with our blog. So we may say, okay, we want to talk about, for instance, a content strategy. What videos can I do to go along with that blog post? So it breaks it up nicely. People are able to listen to the video and understand what I'm talking about, or maybe it's a demo on here's what you need to do. And so they are able to read it. They're able to see me. They're able to listen to me. And so that goes in with that blogging strategy. And blogs are, they've come such a long way over the past 5 years, because before, you can get away with writing maybe a 300 to 500 word blog every single day. And now really with search engine optimization, SEO, Google really likes to have those longer, what we call cornerstone blogs. So 1500 words and more, you know, they could be 5,000 words if you want to, but they're all about education and really being able to break it into sections of what that blog is about. So in, you know, in, for instance, in our content strategy blog, we would have, you know, a content calendar, social media strategy, maybe your video strategy, and we would break it into different sections. Now, blogging is a great way if you're writing those long blogs. It's not only good for organic SEO, this also gives you content for your social media platforms. This gives your audience a reason to come back to your website so they can schedule an appointment, they can download the free content down or upgrade that you want to give away, they can watch your other videos, whatever that may be. So there is a blog on our website about a free download, the 2019 National Observance Days. And this is a great way to tie those into blog posts. So let's say in May, I forget what day, maybe May 18th is National Women's Checkup Day. So you can write a blog around why is it so important for women to take care of themselves? What should that process be? What should they be looking at every year? What should, you know, normal numbers be or range should be or whatever that is? So really being able to connect with your audience, and that blog post should at least be 1500 words. And you know, if you don't have somebody in your office to write that blog post, but you have ideas or you have topics, this is where a marketing agency like ours would come in and help write those blog posts for you, do the SEO in the back end, make sure it gets onto the site correctly, and then be able to share it out to social media. So if you say this is something that our practice has really been talking about, it's something that we really want to do, but we just don't know how to do it, there are so many resources out there, and we would love to help you with that process as well. So these are five different ways to really increase your digital marketing and how to connect with your audience online. If you have questions or would love to schedule a 30-minute free consultation to kind of go over your digital marketing strategy and what areas you can improve in, we would love to schedule that. You can head on over to Social Speak Network under free consultation and schedule today. Have a great day.